Welcome to another edition of the Health First Show. I'm your host, Dave Fuller. We're going to be talking with Brad King about dirty diets, exposing the dietary lies that keep you from looking and feeling your best in the first half of the show. And in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with Dr. Marita about spring cleaning and detoxification and what you can do to feel better. But before we do that, here's Reg with the health news.
Laughter triggers brainwaves similar to those associated with meditation, according to a small new study. It also found other forms of stimulation produce different types of brain waves. The study included 31 people whose brain waves were monitored while they watched humorous, spiritual, or distressing video clips. Researchers found while watching the humorous videos, the volunteers' brains had high levels of gamma waves, which are the same ones produced during meditation. During the spiritual videos, the participants' brains showed higher levels of alpha brain waves, similar to when a person is at rest. The distressing videos caused flat brain wave bands, similar to when a person feels detached, non-responsive, or doesn't want to be in a certain situation. The study was presented at a recent experimental biology meeting held in San Diego. The data and conclusions should be viewed as preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed journal. An occasional glass of wine might help keep your kidneys healthy, new research suggests. And for those who already have kidney disease, which puts one at higher risk of cardiovascular problems, the researchers add moderate wine drinking might help the heart. The findings were presented at a recent National Kidney Foundation meeting in Las Vegas. For this study, researchers looked at data from the 2003 to 2006 National Health and Nutrition Examination, which included nearly 6,000 people. Of those, about 1,000 had chronic kidney disease. The study's author says the polyphenols found in wine have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, which may help explain the protective heart effects. Marriage vows often include the promise to stick together for better or worse, and research now suggests when it comes to your health, having an optimistic spouse is better. Researchers analyzed data gathered from nearly 2,000 heterosexual American couples over the age of 50 who were followed for 4 years and provided details about their health. The results showed people with an optimistic spouse had better physical mobility and fewer chronic illnesses. The investigators found this beneficial effect was in addition to a person's own level of optimism. The study was released online recently in the Journal of Psychosomatic Research. The study's lead author notes optimism in couples is associated with higher levels of relationship satisfaction and better team solving problems, but this association does not prove a cause and effect relationship. And finally, stress may trigger symptom flare-ups in people with seasonal allergies, a new study suggests. Researchers followed 179 people with hay fever for 12 weeks and found 39% of them had more than one flare-up. Those patients had higher levels of stress than those who didn't have allergy symptoms during the same period. 64% of the participants with higher stress levels had more than four flare-ups over two 14-day periods, according to the findings in the April issue of the Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. The researchers say there was no significant link between stress and flare-ups on the same day, but a number of people had flare-ups within days of experiencing increased daily stress. Although the study found an association between stress levels and severity of allergy symptoms, it did not prove a cause and effect relationship.
Well, our first guest, Dr. Marita Show, knows all about stress. She's written a book called The Adrenal Stress Connection. She's also written another one, Making Sense of Women's Health. Dr. Marita, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me again.
Tell us, you know, the last news document, or I guess story, talked about, you know, the relationship between stress and seasonal allergies. Have you seen that in your practice and in your research?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from writing the adrenal stress connection, there's a whole chapter on how stress really impacts our immune system. And, you know, I just wrote an article that I'm actually going to be posting on my website all about, you know, digestive issues and leaky gut and, you know, the connection between our immune system and the digestive system. But, you know, we're pumping out all those stress hormones from our adrenal glands, you know, it's going to affect how well your body is able to manage histamine. It's going to affect you know, your good bacteria and your digestive system, which, you know, the majority of your immune modulation happens in your gut. So there is a very, very strong relationship between, you know, a lot of my patients that have reoccurring digestive complaints will often have stress as a link. And then with that, they often have a host of allergies, whether it's hay fever or even like food sensitivities like to dairy or to wheat and gluten and things like that.
You know, I had a customer come in the store, in one of our stores recently, and he was saying that he was having difficulty sleeping. He was, in incredible stress, and it was affecting how he was feeling. And as a result of what was going on in his body, it was causing more stress. And do we see that often?
Oh, yeah, it becomes almost this vicious cycle. And especially when we're dealing with sleep and sleep and stress, you know, the fact that people aren't sleeping, that stresses them out, right? So then they're, you know, not able to turn their brain off because they're worrying that they're not going to be able to sleep that night, but they need to sleep because they need to function, you know, during the day for work or for their kids or families and, you know, their commitments. So, yeah, I mean, it can kind of just sort of feed itself, you know, and that's why it's so important to, you know, when we're dealing with nourishing the adrenal glands, you know, diet plays such a huge role, you know, finding things to really support and you know, really nurture the nervous system. So, you know, like deep meditation or deep breathing, you know, yoga, things like that, that I think a lot of people just sort of forget about because we get so busy and we have so many, you know, things that we have to get done in a day. But, you know, it's a collection of different things that we really need to concentrate on to help with the body cope better with stress. You know, so including that is, you know, the mental emotional aspect plus, you know, diet, lifestyle and supplementation. So
you talked about the mental emotional aspect and yoga and meditation. You know, it seems like stress is becoming more prevalent today than ever before. Has our society changed in the sense that we need yoga, for example, to relax as opposed to other things that perhaps we used to do on a regular basis?
I think also there's a higher level of awareness because I know, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, you know, stress probably wasn't really talked about, or when they were stressed, you know, it wasn't something that they would talk to their spouse about it. I think a lot of people maybe internalized it or just sort of hoped that it would, you know, pass. But I think now people are definitely more aware of their stressors, but I think we also have more stressors that we're having to deal with. So it's not just, you know, maybe the mental emotional component with regards to, you know, relationships, finances, our job, but now we're looking at, you know, the quality of our food. So we're looking at genetically modified foods. We're looking at, you know, food additives. We're looking at things like aspartame. So all of these things are adding more stress on our body, like the quality of the food and how it's being processed. And then you throw in the mix the environmental toxins, right? So you throw in, you know, BPA from plastics, you throw in, you know, pesticides, you throw in, you know, a lot of these hormone mimickers that we're now being exposed to that again is putting more stress on, you know, our liver and our kidneys and our nervous system. And then, you know, on top of that, you've got like EMF, so electromagnetic frequency. You know, everyone nowadays has, you know, is on their cell phone or their iPad or a computer or TV or video game. So we tend to be plugged in 24/7. And I think that is an added stress on the adrenal system. I think specifically for younger kids, you know, why are we seeing so many children with problems with ADD and autism and anxiety and depression, right? Mm. So I think that plays a huge role. So I think when we look at stress as a whole, I think we definitely have more stressors that our body's having to deal with.
I was reading something recently that, you know, the generations that are, you know, just being born now or, the younger generations are going to have a shorter lifespan than, you know, we do ourselves right now. Could you contribute some of that perhaps to the stressful lifestyle and effects on the body?
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of the studies that they've done, just going back to environmental toxins, you know, I'll use BPA as an example. A lot of the studies that they're doing now are on the exposure that the baby is getting in the womb. You know, so they're doing these studies where they found, you know, for example, pregnant moms that have higher levels of BPA when they're pregnant, you know, their children down the road will have, you know, a harder time with either like their immune system, or a lot of it is being tied into nervous system issues. So anxiety, hyperactivity, poor emotional control. There was a study that was just published in the Journal of Pediatrics, actually, with regards to BPA, and showing that these kids did have an effect from higher levels of BPA exposure in the womb. So I think, you know, we're going to see a lot more of these studies being published, maybe not necessarily with just BPA, but, you know, maybe phthalates, maybe heavy metals, lead and mercury, I mean, aluminum, they tend to definitely affect the nervous system, and maybe go as far as studies also with things like aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, you know, lots of studies coming out on the component like sugar being a huge stress on the immune system, the nervous system, for heart disease. So, yeah, it's you know, it'll be interesting to see all the new research that's going to be coming out in the next few years.
Dr. Marita, this time of year, a lot of people are starting to think about spring cleaning, you know, cleaning their houses. But what about our bodies?
Yes, it's a great time to definitely do what I always call it, like sort of a clean eating or clean eating program. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of chemicals kind of lurking around their home in their, you know, personal hygiene products for women, you know, cosmetics, perfumes, and a lot of cleaning materials as well that we have at home. So, you know, I'm doing a lot more reading about how these chemicals, we talked about how they're stressing the body out, but, you know, and how they're affecting, you know, my patients with respect to their well-being, their, you know, sleep or their anxiety or their hormonal diseases. But yeah, I think it's definitely having an impact on our detoxification pathways. So again, specifically, you know, our liver is sort of our main detoxification organ. So it definitely puts more stress on our liver when we're absorbing a lot of these chemicals from our environment, especially hidden in our homes.
Now, you're talking about stress a minute ago, and you're talking about stress on our liver. Is there any supplements that, you know, that help us deal with stress, but really don't detoxify so much? And then we could talk about, you know, what helps detoxify later on.
Yes, I find, so stress is a big part of my practice. I see a lot of men and women that have adrenal dysfunction or low adrenals, classified as adrenal fatigue. And I find the Adrenafense formula can be very, very beneficial by Preferred Nutrition to really help with helping the adrenal glands really bring up their reserves, nourish the adrenal glands, and help people cope a lot better with stress. So some of the herbs that are found in there are, you know, well-researched herbs for dealing with stress, things like Siberian ginseng, ashwagandha, rhodiola. So these herbs are classified as, we call them adaptogens. So just like the name describes them as, you know, they help your body adapt to or cope with life's challenges or life stressors, but in a very gentle manner. So it really helps to normalize our stress hormones.
Dr. Marita, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to ask you more about how, you know, how we can detoxify for spring.